The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." And Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all, from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I would guess that all of us here have some favorites, maybe a favorite movie or author, a favorite athlete, or a favorite food. Did you know that the all-time favorite scripture verse for Christians, and you can look it up on a website called Top Verses, is, of course, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." Is this among your favorites, too? Yeah. Martin Luther called it the heart of the Bible and the gospel in miniature. Some believers like to call attention to this verse, as you know, by putting it on a license plate or on a sign in the end zone at a football game. I saw it on the glove of a pro baseball player. A man with a soup kitchen in Florida even renamed himself John 3:16 Cook. Their intent, of course, is to illuminate God's love and what Christ has done for us. I heard an interview on National Public Radio that moved me to tears. I'd like to share it with you as we're thinking about John 3:16. Anthony Falzo, age 35, was the conductor of a 19-car freight train on its route through New Jersey. He and his engineer, Richard Campana, looked out the locomotive window and saw what they thought were two bundles of clothing, one red and one yellow, lying on the tracks about 800 feet ahead. "Then the yellow one moved," said Falzo, and we realized it was two kids. Campana immediately slammed on the brakes and sounded the horn, but Falzo, a 17-year railroad veteran, knew that the train, fully loaded and heading downhill, could never stop in time and would hit those two children. Once a high school gymnast, Falzo bolted out the door and onto the engine's front platform. Then down the platform steps, he leaped out onto the tracks, and sprinting just ahead of the train, he reached the children, and in the same instant realized he did not have a time to get them entirely off the tracks. So he scooped them up and dropped with them to the ground beside the track. He sheltered them with his body as the overhang of the train passed over them. When the train finally stopped, the second car was over their heads. Todd, age 3, was completely unhurt, and Scott, 18 months, only had some facial cuts. Falzo, miraculously, was also unhurt, although the back of his jacket was shredded. When asked by NPR what reward he would like for his actions, he said, "I already have my reward. The children are alive and safe. And if I was killed and the two children lived, that's the way I wanted it, because I'm 35 years old. I've done a lot in my life, but these children have their entire life left." Mr. Falzo's compassion and bravery deeply moved my heart. And what touched my soul even more deeply was the many ways that this event also pointed to what Christ does for us. As I continued to ponder it, it spoke to me with many layers of meaning. I realized we are like those children. We're all playing on the tracks, and there's a train coming, and we need a savior. The oncoming train could be many things: wars, worry, losses, illness, impending difficulties. And on Ash Wednesday, we were reminded, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Everyone faces the oncoming train of our mortality. Another layer: Mr. Falzo, on his train in New Jersey, could not flip a switch from inside the safety of that train to make those children safe. He had to go to the children to save them. John 3:16 says it this way: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." The good news is that we don't have a God who shouts good news to us from a distance. Christ puts himself in the path of that train of sin and brokenness and death and covers us with his sacrificial love. Unlike Mr. Falzo, he was not spared from harm. Jesus was poured out for us, vulnerable even to the cross. Another layer: Falzo could not get the children completely out of the way of the train to spare them from the trauma altogether. And how true that is in our lives too. We are not spared the difficulties of this life just because we are believers. We're all playing on the tracks. We may wish that being a believer guaranteed that our lives would be free of pain, but that is not how the faithful life works. Instead, each hour, each day, by his compassion and power and presence, Christ comes to us, stands beside us through all the difficulties of this life. He leads us, guides us, gives us courage and strength, and nourishes us with his own body and blood. And finally, although the little boys couldn't have had words for it yet, I would imagine that as they crawled out from under the train, shielded from death by this person they had never seen before, they learned something about grace. And if you were the parents of those little children, what words could you find to say thank you for that most gracious act of Mr. Falzo? Gary Pritchard, the boy's dad, later said, "I could say thank you to Anthony until I'm 100 years old and still not have said it enough." Grace is free, but for the giver of grace, it's not easy and it's not cheap. And what words do we have to say thank you to our Savior, who shields us with his broken body as the train continues to roll through our lives? We say thank you, of course, with our words, with our daily heartfelt prayers of gratitude, and we say thank you with lives of deep compassion. One way to consider a life that says thank you to our Savior could be to ask a question, a pretty good Lenten question, I think. When I am old and I look back on my life, what is the legacy that I want to leave? For instance, do I want a legacy that shows my main concern was more and more comfort for me and mine? Or is it that I have helped those who struggle for just the basics in life? Is it only success in the eyes of the world? Or is it also that I have done justice and loved kindness and walked humbly with God? Is it that I kept my attention on myself? Or is it that I used the gifts God gave me to make a difference wherever God called me? When I am old and I look back on my life, what is the legacy I want to leave? My friends, with God's help, let us say thank you with our whole lives. Thank you for this, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Amen.